This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression and Opinion at the United Nations is in Liberia to examine situations regarding freedom of expression. Such examinations usually focus on the independence of the media and the kind of restrictions they experience from the government. David Kay told UNMEL Radio they are focusing on the continuity of a commitment to freedom of speech and expression from the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf administration to George Weah's. According to David, on the basis of what he have heard and seen on the ground, they will make some recommendations to government.
In Liberia, it's really quite clear that the government made a commitment in the last administration, and it's a commitment that seems to be continuing on, and that President Weah actually said he would expand, which is to ensure freedom of expression, freedom of opinion in the country. And with that background, I have some specific recommendations that I'll make to the government. But basically, I think the government is on track in a lot of ways, and I just hope to see some of the steps that it's promised to take.
The Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression and Opinion at the United Nations, David Kay. A local group, Liberians Encouraging Science and Technology Education, will shortly host 100 high school girls at its National Science, Technology and Innovation Conference in Liberia. The March 31 event is aimed at encouraging girls to choose careers in science and technology. The conference is in recognition of the celebration of International Women's Day. Speaking to UNMEL Radio, the executive director of the group, Doris Myers, said discrimination and stereotypes have prevented women and girls from excelling in the field of science. Doris Myers said they have designed different programs to encourage women and girls to develop interest in mathematics from elementary school level. She added that introducing girls to elementary science will help them make wise career choices. The Liberia Business Association says it has received a pledge of $1 million United States dollars to help bail out struggling Liberian-owned businesses. The president of the association told UNMEL Radio the government's pledge was made by President George Weah in a recent meeting with them. Mr. David Sembe said the president told them that the amount was government's initial contribution and urged them to present a comprehensive proposal to the government for funding. Sembe said they are finalizing the proposal that is to be presented to the relevant authorities. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. The United States says, much as it shares security concerns raised by the Ethiopian government, the answer lay with greater freedom and not less. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reiterated the U.S. disagreement on the reimposed state of emergency. He stressed that the U.S. continued to monitor the voluntary transition ongoing in the country. He was speaking during a press briefing along with Foreign Affairs Minister Wonke Gebreyehu in Addis Ababa. He stressed the importance of strengthening the over 100 years of bilateral relations between the two countries. And police in Austria say a 23-year-old man has admitted carrying out knife attacks in Vienna, which left four people seriously injured on Wednesday evening. The man, an Afghan national, has denied a political motive for the attacks. Three members of the same family were hurt in the first attack, and an unrelated man, 20, was stabbed nearby around half an hour later. The suspect reportedly told police he had been in a bad, aggressive mood. Vienna police said in a statement, the 23-year-old said he had attacked the family, parents and a teenage daughter because he was angry about his situation in life. According to the police, he said he had attacked the 20-year-old man, an acquaintance, because he held him responsible for his past drug addiction. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.